Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting sixth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is hit by the pitch. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotson spins and fires to second, with Guillen covering, and Whitaker is picked off. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Baines reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field. Gibson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Cruz scores. Guillen scores. Law moves to third. Fletcher moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law scores. Fletcher scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Scherer now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scherer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Law steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Scherer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Sanchez pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Nelson now pitching. Barbaro Garby pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jim Weaver pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5. And the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Barbaro Garby now playing first base. Chris Pitero now playing third base. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scherer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitero can't make a play. That's a base hit. Baines scores. Walker moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball towards right. Gibson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gibson. Walker scores. Kittle moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Luis Salazar pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing center field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanchez scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher juggles the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Garbi moves to second. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pitero for the out. Garbi moves to third. Lemon moves to second. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garbi scores. Lemon scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bob James now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Trammell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.